Well, it's day two of the State of Our Womb, Brand New Women Walk on Common Ground. And today's channel and exercise is really, we're going to be dealing with the ancestors somewhat and going into a breathing sequence. Just this morning is going to be fairly light. We're going to get more in depth with the breath in this evening session, and then more fully involved with the breath. We're going to do some womb breathing and a circulation of the golden light before this whole series is over with. So that's pretty exciting because we can enter different spaces than we've been in. Even if we've been doing this practice for a while, sometimes we get into what's the next newest greatest thing. But this particular practice is really the stability, the gateway, and you can get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the practice. So if you choose to bring this into your personal daily routine in your spiritual work, I would really suggest that you just be patient with yourself and be open to experiencing things that come along along the way. It can be very, very special when you feel the energy kick in or you feel a different level of peace. We were talking in our pre-work before we turned on the recording that a lot of times we're talking about the goal of being some sort of ascension in this dual environment that we live in the third dimension on Earth. Balance brings peace, and peace brings harmony. So one of the ways that we can get there is through the breath. We're going to do that, and we're going to talk about a command to heal my ancestors. And that work, we talked about it a little bit. We're going to experience a little bit of the reading there. And then from those two places, we're going to do a little bit of frequency work. And this is fairly new. I used to do it. Well, it's new because I'm reviving it. I used to do this way early in my practice, like almost a decade ago. And I would just go into the language and then allow the people in the group to actually be in their own meditation and meditative practice. And then they can pull different things out of the frequency. So there's something I really need to say here that's very important, okay, because as we are seeking new places to be, sometimes you don't know where you are. You don't know the heart, the integrity, the spirit of the facilitator in front of you. So there's a couple of things. A, when I channel, the channel is subject to my translation, okay? So that means, as far as my language skills are concerned, maybe my experience base, those are perhaps the limiting factors. I love to be deeply in channel because then spirit is completely over. Yesterday was a great example. I couldn't remember part of the channel, which is highly unusual because I am a conscious channel. I'm usually fully present. But yesterday I stepped aside and allowed the merge to fully come into play, which is the most desired state to be in, but still also be present. So there are different levels of channels. Yes, there are different levels of channels. And so you just should feel. So do you feel comfortable? Is it a good space for you? Are you at peace? Sometimes your feathers get a little ruffled because the truth is a little too close to home. That's a different sensation. But if you don't feel comfortable, you should never surrender yourself into a meditation or a channel or any esoteric work, because you have an innate sense of knowing what is right for you and where you should be, what is good for you, and is there information to be gleaned. Now, having said that, when we go into the infrequency work, it's very tonal, yokona, that is completely in the language, yokona, you can think of it as a third presence or a third language, yokona, yekena. And it gives you exactly yekena, what you require, yokona, yokona, yekena. So be open to that. Don't try to figure it out. What is she really saying, yokona, yekena? What are they really saying, yokona? What is that language, yokona? Where does it come from, yokona? you know, our unique human mind tends to take over sometimes, yoko na nigeshkena. But if you can truly relax into the frequency, yoko na nigeshkena, and put yourself in a state of ananana yoko na nigeke, awareness, yoko na, and surrender, yoko na nigeshkena, then it can be a truly special experience, yoko na nigeshkena. And then we will sit quietly for just a moment, iokona iyekena, and see if there is a channel or more information that will come through, iyekena nanana yoko. And then this morning's session will be complete, iyekona iyekena anana yoko kona. So welcome. Iyekena nanana yoko nana iyekena. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Iyekona nana iyekena. I am fully in channel at this point because we have been in our session for about an hour, and so, yoko, it may not seem like we are starting in our usual way. The command to heal our ancestors came through a set of guides called the Netaru, and I was not familiar with them. However, I was familiar with the voice. The voice has been with me a very long time, Yoshkona, and when the voice became present, Iyekena nana yoko, what would happen is I would listen immediately because whatever that voice said, Yoshkona Iyekena, they meant business, and it usually was for my personal safety, Anono Iyeshkena, or for my highest good, Iyeshkena nana yoko. So when the voice came through one morning in October, Iyokona, and said, I am the Netaru, Iyokona, in that very booming and commanding voice, I sort of sat up in bed because I had not known Iyokona, the identity of this voice, in a very long time. And when I looked it up, Iyokona Iyeshkena, it was really quite interesting. I will read the introduction, Iyokona, but when I looked it up, it was the culmination of nine African gods and goddesses that come forward through this Anono Iyekena, this energy called the all that is the one, Yokona Iyeshkena. And as one who believes, who knows that I've channeled different aspects of source, that was an alignment. Inonono Iyeshkena was what I know to be the energy that flows through my channel. A command to heal my ancestors. Heal, release, rise. I am a spiritual channel, a clear and conscious channel for divine source. And the guidance calls me the vessel. And on October 23rd, 2016, Netaru came into my morning consciousness. I had to call a friend because the energy was new to me. And I kept hearing N sound. And as we first thought, it was Heferu. However, the N was being very persistent. And sticking with it, I finally got Netaru. This, or should I say, these divine healers came to me asking that I perform a ceremony to heal and elevate the ancestors, the Netaru, the all who are the one. These nine aspects of gods and goddesses were worshipped in ancient Egypt. And there's a source in this material to give you to research at some. Clearly, the Netaru was supporting my ancestors who endured the ravages and savages of slavery. Most of this command addresses release and healing from my beloved ancestors across 64 generations. Very unusual that the healing would be pulled through at this step. It is not unusual for me to tap into the guidance energy to come forward to assist in my healing work. So I have left the content as it was downloaded, and I hope you will take this work into your heart, perform a prayer, and ceremonies for your ancestors, and delve into your family history. The release of any remnants of behavioral or multi-generational genocide can be emotional. Every day since I've begun this work, my education continues, and I will confess to not understanding what my mother would say, that we are living the 300-year-old persecution of slavery repeatedly. My heart-curdling insights of the 4th of July this year propelled me into action of my birth, with the birth of the state of our womb, brown-hued women walk on common ground. This brutality is beyond my visceral understanding, and the more I learn and explore, the more I hurt and realize and release. This is my contribution. The story of my ceremonies for the ancestors is still unfolding. This is outside of my upbringing, personal practices, and experiences. However, these guidance energies are real, at least to me. So it is my honor to continue in bringing you this experience to explore. I follow spirit, and recently I received this message. The energy of God requires the hands of man. This is my purpose. I am the hands of God personified. Namaste.